you can climb up that fire escape, and you can go shooting down off that thing, especially when it's hot. Well, it's great. And I had a friend who went, you know, it goes up two stories, and you just go, go down off it. I had a friend who did that, and there's a man walking by on the street. She hit him and knocked him down. He was a very surprised man. We used to have a good time, didn't we?
Yeah. You know, you didn't happen to see that second show. There's two.
Where's the other one?
Well, one was, I can't think what to call either one of them, but was there so long. It's a cheap show. We went to a whole lot.
Yeah.
It was right up on this end of town.
Yeah.
This side of the courthouse. I mean, west of the courthouse.
Oh, no, I don't remember that. The one we went to was about a block east of the courthouse.
Well, that is another one down there. It's on each side.
Yeah, I just remember that one. Is it still there? Is it one west still there?
Yeah, but it's changed up. I don't know what to call it now.
Yeah.
And then there's another show out on 82 if it's not quit.
Was it is it a drive-in or a...
I believe that now there's a drive-in. We don't never go to the show anymore. We got too young.
Yeah.
Too much of a baby to get out.
I know the feeling. We don't ever go to the show either. When my husband and I were dating, we used to make all the shows. You know, we used to always go to the show.
Yeah, we used to go.
We haven't seen anything in a long time. It's no fun to even watch the Academy Awards anymore on TV because we haven't seen the shows.
Yeah.
Doesn't do us any good to
watch. Oh, after we was married for several years, lived by my daddy and mother, they really liked to go to the show, and they'd call on us and drive them up there, and they'd pay our way. So.
All right, yeah, that would be okay.
Well, it just cost a nickel or a dime then.
Yeah.
The show was cheap.
Oh, I sure would.
Well, would you mind pouring it in the cup and sitting right on a rack there?
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you. Where can I see?
Right here.
Oh, yeah.
Might wrench it out a little and
okay.
Might catch a little dust in it or something there. She washes them, but couldn't get a little dust.
Yeah, I know. I keep mine out on the rack on the wall, and they do get dusty. You have some sugar?
Uh-huh. Right in that drawer, right over the, lid up there. That. Yeah.
Got behind the coffee there.
Oh, she said it's behind.
Sugar?
Yeah.
What behind the coffee.
Oh. Maybe it's in that one there.
Did you ever find it?
Not
behind the coffee.
Maybe she
was. What are you looking for?
Sugar.
She hit it.
It's this coffee.
I thought y'all had this in open, and I was going to tell you right behind them. I'll stand behind the coffee. I thought y'all had that door open.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, oh, bye-bye, oh, bye-bye.
They say...
They haven't got it, really, this cream.
There's some cream up there in that, too, if you need cream.
Bye-bye. Up here?
Yeah, right in that place, right in the back there.
Oh, yeah, that's looks good. Oh, look, right back there, I see it. Right back in there.
Oh, right here?
Yeah. You know, that's good stuff. It doesn't spoil like, cream. Thank you. Well, you know, they say that if you ever get used to drinking your coffee black, that you never drink it any other way. But my problem is I've never gotten used to drinking it black.
Now you know where it's at.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, my limit is one cup a day. I can't drink any more than that. It makes me nervous. Makes me real shaky.
That's a large, that's a sorry sugar bowl that keeps it on there.
My mother makes coffee.